Hello, and welcome to the WW Review Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Laura Fitzpatrick and Peter Panacorvo. How are you guys?
Good, Chris. How about yourself?
Doing good. Tell me, have you done anything with this remarkable weather that we've had recently?
Or
tell me you've done something really nice outside.
No, but I should have.
Like, how's that training going, Laura? I know you got a marathon coming up soon.
It hasn't started yet.
Somewhere Joe's got his hand forehead on his head.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. How about you, Pete?
No, I always have to work on the nice days.
That's how the schedule falls?
Yeah, it seems like it. Mother Nature's out to get me sometimes.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have experienced it too. 50 and 60 degree days at the end of January, it's been just gorgeous. So, it's been awesome. But, hey, thanks for downloading the show, and we appreciate you listening today. We got a really cool show planned for today. Pete, you want to tell them what's going to go on today?
Well, we're going to kind of go back to our Powerball episode.
Car dealerships, yes.
Well,
everywhere.
Maybe not car dealerships. We were thinking more the Disney's Memories Park.
Okay.
So we're going to throw some of our ideas out there of extinct attractions, shows, parades, maybe some beloved restaurants, you know, whatever we can come up with from places around the Disney World, Disneyland, Disneyland Paris. Any Disney park we can basically come up with.
So we're going to create your retro park, correct?
We're going to recreate the park. And, you know, being that we had the money and we already own the property, we've decided we're going to put it down by World Drive between 192 and Osceola Parkway. It'll be east of World and west of I-4. We'll have plenty of room, even if they do continue that Wide World of Sports expansion they've been thinking about doing.
Now, we should say, please, no hate email, because we know they have an agreement with a number of acreage set aside for wetlands. But I said, just placate us and play along with us. So we have the park already picked out. Right, Pete?
Yep. I'm not sure what's there right now. We can move the alligators. I don't know what else to do. We need some room, so...
All right, we're going.
All right, so the icon of the park is going to be the now homeless Earful Tower from Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Everybody like that idea?
I do.
Yeah.
Great. All right.
I like the idea.
So there will be approximately 4 lands to Disney's Memories Park. And the first land will be World Memories. That's going to be...
Pete, I got to ask. So all the attractions that are going to take place here, are these going to be attractions that are now extinct, retired, have been changed? What is the parameter so I can, you know, do
these
this?
These can be any attraction that you cannot go and see in the iteration that you are choosing.
Okay. Okay.
So World Memories will consist of Disneyland Paris and the Asian parks. Anything from those locations that we want in the park, we'll put in the World Memories. Second land will be called California Dreams. That will consist of Disneyland attractions and Disney's California Adventure attractions. Then we have Fairy Tale Lands. Now, I notice I say lands because it's going to be a combination of pretty much all the fantasy lands or fairy tales. So that'll be any fantasy land attractions from any of the parks. Then the last one I'm calling Imaginary Realities. This is going to be pretty much most things that don't fit into any of the other categories, or generally a lot of Epcot stuff probably end up in this area. So
hey, Laura, I'm thinking Pete did a lot of research here, and I'm underprepared all of a sudden. What do you think?
Same.
All right.
Continue.
Sorry, Pete.
It's okay. I won't bring up about the park sketch that I had or nothing. We'll just get rid of that. We don't need that anymore. Okay. Cool. So, tonight we're going to sit here and we're going to try to come up with what I'd like to do is a couple of attractions each. One show, parade, or experience each. And then maybe a food location or a specific food if you can't come up with an entire location. And we'll go around the table and see what we can come up with.
We're probably not going to finish this park today, so we'll be, if we get more than a few downloads, we may do this again. So, yeah, cool. I'm ready.
All right. Chris, how about we start with you then? What's your first attraction that you want to add to the Disney Memories Park?
All right. So before you guys even get a chance, I'm going to take one and completely knock it out of the park, and it's not going to be anything you think. I'm going to bring back the studio's backlot tour, and I'll explain why. You're like, I can't believe you just said that.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to say what I hope you're going to say.
Well, I'm going to kind of change the backlot tour, too, so I'm going to cheat here as well, too.
You're bringing backlot tour back so you can bring back Osborne?
No.
Dang.
Well,
I didn't even think about that.
That's pretty good.
I'm taking that one.
That's pretty good. Yes. Next.
That was the plan. Yeah, that's what I meant.
So here's my thought. So you bring back the studio backlot tour, and instead of seeing the Golden Girls house and the plane that Walt supposedly flew over Florida with, you would have the new backlot tour feature some of the lesser known or lesser popular attractions or signage or memories from Disney parks that won't be included in this park. So you kind of give a courtesy nod to them. And for Disney buffs in history, you'd love it. You would literally take the tram and you'd walk and you'd see special effects and you'd see the car from Space Mountain where they sat two in a row as opposed to sitting individual in front of each other. So you would actually take a ride through Disney history with the new studio backlot tour.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Pretty good, huh?
Okay.
And I was hoping you were going to also add bringing back the houses that were on the backlot too.
You mean the one that I said we're not going to have? There was just something really cool about that, at least in my mind. I'm kind of strange. I like the passive rides and experiences. I like the knowledge that I gain there. So I kind of felt initially, at least in the first version of the Studios Backlot Tour, when there was actually two separate tours, you know, but I felt like I actually learned something, and I appreciated going there as opposed to having a smaller, much more abbreviated version. And you can do the same here. You can just update it, but since we're bringing back extinct memories instead of rehashing the same old thing, let's infuse it with things that you probably won't see again, but someone who's interested in Disney history, since these are all memories, they would love it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's ever drafted the studio's backlot tour number one.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, what's your first attraction going to be?
I'm going to pick Snow White's Scary Adventures from Fantasyland.
Okay, that was also on my list.
You know, it was a Walt original, and, you know, it was nothing fancy, nothing simple. There was no high-tech technology. It was just your classic dark ride, and I think every park needs a classic dark ride, and what better one that Walt actually worked on? So, bringing that back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was sad when it closed. I mean, it was replaced with something, you know, needed. You know, another a good princess meet and greet, but, you know, did they have to put it there? You know, could they have moved it somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Great thought.
Yeah. So something simple. Everybody can enjoy that.
My first one. I'm doing this out of order, only because I want to make sure I get it in here. Based almost solely on the music, I want Spectromagic back. My Spectromagic Nighttime Parade.
Okay, so you went with the experience and the parade.
Yep.
Okay.
Cheater.
Yeah, you had us going down a path and left us.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, your idea, I guess you can do what you want, so. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Tell me why.
Magic is amazing.
It's the music alone. I love the music from Spectromagic.
Spectromagic okay. is on my wedding video.
There you go. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Okay, I have, yeah, there we go. That's all you need to hear,
yeah.
right?
Classic.
On a wedding video.
Cool. Classic Disney.
Okay, I can't contest that. Awesome. Let's go with my second attraction.
Okay.
So, though I can honestly say I never rode it, so I say that ahead of time, but it seems like something that should still be in the parks. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the books in my library and I see it, I can easily say this should still be there. And again, it's another passive ride. I say the Skyway through Tomorrowland.
Oh. I didn't think
Good.
You were going there. Awesome.
That's awesome, because I had that on my list.
You know, for years when you would see the, I don't know if you want to call it like the German chalet-looking building towards the Haunted Mansion where now the Tangled bathrooms are at,
mm-hmm.
it just kind of pined to kind of be rebuilt. And when you look at the pictures of how it went through the park, it must have been just such an awesome video. Awesome sight to take videos, just to see above everybody, mm-hmm. and to see the crowd and to see the parks in that way. You can't get that experience anymore. So when I look at it, when I look at the cars, when I see how relaxing that must have been for 15 minutes or so, essentially it takes up no space whatsoever. The space is all above you, except for the center support.
Yeah.
Area.
Those closed in 99, and I was there in 97, but...
November of 99, I just looked it up myself.
Yep.
Yeah, it would seem to be something that, it should be brought back. So,
yeah.
Now I'm going to.
All right. Very cool, that was on my list as well.
Cool. Laura, wow us.
Well, can I cheat?
Absolutely.
Okay. I thought you guys were going to say Horizons. That's where I thought you were going, Chris.
Okay.
This is another one, I've never got to experience, but the buzz everywhere, every Disney fan will talk about Horizons, and I have a Disney CD with Horizons on it and the song, and I know all the words, so, it's retro Disney. Everybody loved Horizons, so... I think everybody would agree to bring that back into the park. Don't you say so?
Well, time for dirty Disney confessions. Hi, I'm Chris. I'm a 40-year-old male. I've never been on Horizons in my life. So the shame of the experience. I know. I've only been on it on YouTube.
Well, I mean, it closed in 99 again. So I was there, but for some reason... I didn't get to experience that, so I don't know what I was thinking with my family, my third grade self, 8-year-old
yeah.
self.
Now, that being said, I have seen it about 100 times on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I fully support you and agree with it.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. So maybe update it a little bit, in terms of small things, but keep it the same.
Keep it from falling into a sinkhole?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be important.
Yeah. But then they, whatever. They put, Mission Space right on top of it, so whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you think, Pete?
I'm going to say mine. Please, go ahead.
That would work. It's on the list. I mean, I knew it was going to make the park eventually, especially if for no other reason than just public outcry would demand that it be placed within the park.
Be the only attraction. The first one that people want to go on.
You'd almost have, a thought process where that would be like the icon of the park almost in a way. Just because when you hear people talk about extinct rides, inevitably in the first few sentences of
Horizons.
The conversation, Horizons comes up. So the outline of the building, which was, really unique.
Yep.
You'd almost have a thought process to have that be an icon. Not knocking the Eiffel Tower, of course, but, that's how... important it would be for a place like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So now for my first attraction, which is another one that would public outcry demands it would be placed, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yep.
I know it is still out in Disneyland, but from what I understand, because I've never been to Disneyland myself, it is not identical. It is not the same ride as Disney World's. From what I understand. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, please, people, let me know nicely. I'm very sincere. So I'm going with Mr. Toad's.
Yep.
Pete Ponacorvo at Magic Mouse Medic. Fire one away.
Great. Can't wait to for that stuff coming in.
But yeah, no, that's an obvious one too, Pete. Would you have it in its full, and I guess you'd say unedited version? Would you have, you know, HELL?
Yeah,
you know, hockey
well,
stick
you'd
at
have
the
to.
End of it.
I'd have yeah. to. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep okay. those kids in line.
Scare them.
Exactly.
I like it.
Put it right next All right. to Snow White.
There you go. There you go.
Right, so Chris. For my, I'm gonna cheat here. I'm not gonna have a show. I'm not gonna have a parade. I'm gonna have an experience that they no longer provide. But I think for as little as it was a highlight of a lot of people's trips because it allowed cast member interaction, and you got something for this. So it's probably not gonna be on your list.
Ooh,
please,
ooh, teacher, can I guess? Is it? Sitting up in the pilot's bay of the monorail?
No.
Ooh.
Good one.
All right. I was wrong. Go ahead.
No problem. So here's what I would like to bring back. I would like white paintbrushes to appear back on Tom Sawyer Island because I know it's so small, but it allowed a family to go to Tom Sawyer Island, which seems to be overlooked and almost just a complete afterthought in your day in the park.
Yep.
But it allowed an activity, and you received something for the activity. Now, you didn't get to the Fast Pass all day. That was a rumor. That's not true. You received a Fast Pass for an attraction. But, you know, you had to communicate with the cast member, and the cast member had to play a part in that. So it was, you know, almost in a way, it was an attraction because, you know, much like the cards... that are going around right now, and golly geez, the name escapes me. My kids got 1,000 of them upstairs. You know, with the portals.
Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, please, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I had Disney Chicago for that hate mail. You know, it allowed you to actually do something with your family for, you know, half an hour, an hour, and when you achieved it, when you were lucky enough to find one of the five, you would bring it to a cast member, and they go through a whole, you know, scenario with you, and you got a free Fast Pass. And it was, you know, it's people that make the park. It's not necessarily attractions. You know, we go back to Disney parks, at least in my mind. I like the attractions, but I like the experience. I like the people that work there. You know I'm going to be treated well. And this almost forced that interaction. So when people make the park and you put so much time and effort into training people, why not show it for something as small as a couple hand Fast Passes? So if you want people to be happy, something tiny that wouldn't cost you anything is, I want paintbrushes to appear on Tom Sawyer Island.
So you're implying that you move Tom Sawyer Island to the park.
Yeah. That's the only, nope. there's, that's my issue there. I don't, Tom Sawyer's Island still exists.
Yeah, okay. I guess I kind of cheated there. I could see
that's
that. But I had to go with the experience factor just because I think it's missing. And I think that's such an overlooked area of the park. And, I mean, what would you think right now if that were to reappear in the Magic Kingdom? Would there be a buzz if it was a Fast Pass or if it was two Fast Passes usable for anywhere in the park?
I think a lot of people wouldn't know what it was. They'd think it was just another decoration.
Perhaps.
But the people... Perhaps. The Disney nerddom, geekdom, whatever you want to call the community that we're a part of,
mm-hmm.
we would all know what those are about. We would benefit from that, but the average guest, I don't think, would benefit from that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just thought, let your best players shine and put them in a position where they can improve people's days and make, you know, And like that's like a natural fit.
Well,
so.
That's just something part of the Disney magic. It's something, yeah. You know, Flags doesn't do anything like that. You know,
you're right.
Another Disney touch to the park, and like you said, it doesn't cost anything to do it. You know, a cast member, but there has to be a cast member on the island anyway, right? So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it, Pete.
All right.
All right.
Laura.
Cool.
What do you got?
Tapestry of Nations. I'm bringing it
Ooh,
back.
We're doing double parades.
I love that parade. I just, the music alone, after Illuminations when you're walking out of the park and they play that music, I always hang back, you know, and I'm singing it to myself and the people around me are giving me looks of, you know, who's this crazy lady, but I'm having a great time. So, I love it.
Now, do you want Tapestry of Nations or you want Tapestry of Dreams?
I remember Tapestry of Nations, so I'm going
okay.
The first version.
Okay.
So.
And that's all part of it. It's yep. Which version of it that you would want, so.
Yep, I'm going with the first version. It's the version I remember seeing, and that's the version I like listening to the most, is that one, so.
Okay.
But, yeah. Chris, did you ever see that parade?
I can't say that I have.
Okay, that was
other than on YouTube. I do know why, or at least I think I know why it was, you know, pulled. And well, frankly, not many parades have appeared at Epcot. But yeah, no, I've seen it. I've not seen it live, you know, to be honest with you. But I mean, I do know the music. That's for sure. Much like you guys, you know, my office, you know, plays. I was going to say Live 365, but not anymore. You know, plays TuneIn Radio, you know, every day. So
yeah.
I'm aware.
And Laura, I'm with you. I saw Tapestry of Dreams on my honeymoon. It's a great parade.
Mm-hmm.
And especially those big rolling drums. Those were really cool.
Yep. And I can't even think of the name. Stiltwalkers. Yeah.
Yeah. The Stiltwalkers. They were good too.
Yeah. So that parade was only, was it 2 years long? And then Tapestry of Dreams.
I saw it actually came in only 1 month later.
Also, less than 2 years.
Okay.
When Tapestry of Nations was October of 99 to September of 01. And then Tapestry of Dreams was October of 01 to March of 03. And then they decided that the promenade back in World Showcase was not wide enough to do a parade and control crowds properly. So
They
axed the parades.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad about it, is that when it was going by, you were kind of stuck where you were. You know, you weren't able to...
No, yeah, you weren't going anywhere after that started.
Yeah.
If you were in Mexico and you had a dinner reservation in Canada, you're going a long way. And if you're, say, in Morocco and you're trying to get anywhere, forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just the music alone, bring it back.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, my friend.
All right. I'm torn. I have two
these
that
are,
I really
these are
want
last
to put
ones,
out.
Right, Pete?
Well, let's see. This will be...
No, it's his parade.
That's your third.
I've had my parade.
Oh, you
I've
did?
I've had one attraction. Chris, you've had two attractions and an experience. Laura, you had two attractions and a parade. So I have an attraction, and we each have to do food. My issue here is I have two attractions that I definitely am really, really wanting to make sure I get in. And I don't know which one to put up first.
Hey, Pete, we're wealthy. We got the money. Don't worry. We can let's do the attractions. Right?
All right.
We won the Powerball.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's going to tell us? Right?
All right, well, in that case, I'm going to start with Captain...
I just moved a gator for you, Pete. Come on now, don't let me down.
Captain EO.
Oh, Captain EO. You went there.
I did.
Do you have the suit, Pete? Are you wearing it now?
No, I do...
Moonwalking as we
speak. I do know someone that has the shoes. I was present when... A certain Mike Rollman of the BOGP podcast received his Captain EO gym shoes as a gift.
I can appreciate seeing it, and I can appreciate the show. I'm having a hard time divorcing, you know, what later on happened in Michael Jackson's life than the show. But yeah, I can certainly appreciate it.
You just can't think about that.
I'd love to see it digitally redone and cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not the exact, because it's very dark.
Mm.
There are areas in that film where if you're really not paying attention, there are characters out there that you won't see.
Mm-hmm.
If they could digitally remaster that and clean that film up, that would be outstanding.
While on my winter vacation, I was reading Jim Corcus's Vault of Walt 2, and it's an awesome book. And hopefully one day we'll be lucky enough to run into Jim or even have him on the show. And I'm going to quote it wrong. I know I am, so please forgive me. I'm trying not to mislead you here. But I was reading, he's got a section on Captain EO, and at the time it was made, it was the most expensive movie per minute.
Yep.
Available.
Yep, I remember hearing that too.
Isn't that unbelievable? Think of the firepower and the cast power they had between the director, the producer, the stars. Oh my god, good heavens. Yeah, it's amazing. So I agree with you. I think so. I think it'd be awesome.
The other reason I went with Captain EO first is because we didn't have anything in the World Memories Land yet, and I felt bad. So, because that is actually originally from Disneyland Paris.
Captain EO was from Disneyland Paris.
Sure was. It was available at Disneyland Paris.
Are you sure it was original there? You're saying it was available there.
It was available there.
Okay. Cool. Well, is it my turn or your turn, Laura?
Your turn.
Chris's turn.
My turn. All right. Yet another one of the experiences that Chris hasn't tried yet. We'll chalk this one up to it, but I think you'd agree. So we're talking food here. And there's a location right now in the Magic Kingdom that no longer serves food, but it's still present. And it has the location for a restaurant. Can you guess what it is, Pete?
Tony's Town Square?
No.
Oh.
Laura?
Well, it technically does still serve food. It's just not the food that we want it to serve. Right?
Well, it briefly opened, and it's just got some vending machines right now.
Magic.
You guys up?
Yeah.
Aunt Polly's.
Oh.
Nice.
You know, that location, how could you ask for a better location
than where
it's positioned across the river with views of the Haunted Mansion, with views of the Hall of Presidents and Liberty Square? Now, I know they serve fried chicken and frozen lemonade, but it wasn't so much the fried chicken and the frozen lemonade, but the location of the restaurant.
How about the apple pie?
I agree. That was good.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a great location.
But
quiet and...
That's exactly the point. You had to almost achieve something to get there. You had to go in and take the raft across. You had to walk the path. I mean, it was, oh, we're here? Let's eat here. No, you had to make a point to get there. So you had to achieve something. And to see it sit there, you know, with their little gazebo that juts out into the river there, it just seems to be something that would be an awesome addition. So I know Magic Kingdom's not going to bring it back, though they did bring it back temporarily. They brought it back for spring break last year for about 2 weeks, and they had an early Christmas for a little bit of time for some prepackaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually have it be a standalone restaurant in our new park, but provided that location exists where it sits in the river, that'd be just awesome. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay. And that comes from vegetarian. So I'm talking about bringing the fried chicken place back.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Well,
what do you got?
It's my turn again, isn't it?
Yep.
It sure is.
Okay. Well, I don't have a food that I'm feeling nostalgic about, but Aunt Polly's, I definitely would agree to that. So I'm going to pick another attraction.
Okay.
And I am going to go with...
Pete, can she do this? Is she cheating?
Well, just wait. I'm really going to cheat. I'm really going to cheat. Are you ready?
It's a new park. We're getting things situated. I'm going to let it go.
Okay. Well, here we go. I'm bringing the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Oh, I can't believe you did that to me.
With Body Wars, Cranium Command, The Making of Me, Goofy About Health, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, man, you're all about the music.
Yeah.
Because that place has got some awesome music, too.
Yeah.
That may be the most underrated pavilion music in the parks. I love it. I listen to the Yanni song routinely.
Yeah.
There.
So.
Looking Glass by Yanni. But
you know, cool. If I'm really going to cheat, then I would probably add some different things to the Wonders of Life Pavilion, too, that weren't in the Wonders of Life Pavilion, but.
Oh, come on. You're already getting six attractions in one.
She brought a whole pavilion.
I'm going to cut you off at some point.
Why start now?
That's unfair.
The listeners are agreeing with me.
Z-Up Body Wars, Goofy About Health, Cranium Command, Making of Me, Sensory Funhouse, and Wonder Cycles are all from the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Yeah.
You got six.
Well,
you need the black and white cookie, too. Come on.
No, I was going to say... Magic Journeys, too. Put that in there. I like that.
Maybe next time.
Really, Pete? Trying to prop up paintbrushes, and she's got six attractions. This is not right.
Well.
This is bad.
Do you disagree? Agree?
No, because now you not only get the attraction, you can actually you could get the pavilion. You really could get the physical structure as well, too.
Yep, yeah.
Well, you're getting the entire Horizons Pavilion back.
Yeah. So let's bring this one, too.
All right. Well, these are like 18-inch paintbrushes. These are like full-size paintbrushes.
They're the big ones. All right.
These are the big ones. Okay. Good ones.
These are rollers without rollers.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Good one, Laura.
Thank you.
Good girl. Thank you. If you have to cheat, do it right,
yep,
right?
Yep, that's right.
All right.
And I got to try to follow this now. This is fair.
Yeah, I'll bring Epcot back.
Yeah, really. I'm choosing 82 Epcot.
Yeah. Told you I'm a nostalgic.
Well, nostalgic
right,
is one thing.
Make it count.
Sheesh. All right.
Look deep.
Well, I'm supposed to be picking a food location.
Make it good.
And I'm going to cheat. I'm taking the Diamond Horseshoe Review.
There you go. Mm,
good one. Good one. Tell me why.
Well, being kind of the namesake of our podcast and having also been one of the longest running shows, actually the Diamond or the Diamond Horseshoe.
Hoop-de-doo.
No. Now you're making me look. Yeah, Diamond Horseshoe.
It'll work. No problem.
Now I have to look this up because it's going to drag me.
Searching.
Should we talk about Magic Journeys while he's looking that up?
No doubt, right? So, back to your Wonders of Life, though, Laura. Just briefly,
mm-hmm.
Do you have the songs? Like there was a guy on YouTube that actually had all 11 songs, and he put them in a song grouping. And I swear my kids, they had no idea what Wonders of Life Pavilion, but they knew all the songs.
Right.
You know, it was
So
I guess it goes to show you, look how important the music is to these attractions, and music is to these rides, is to actually have such. How important it can be.
When I saw Marty Sklar a couple years ago on October 1st, 2012, part of his presentation was about the music of Epcot. And, you know, the magic journeys and, you know, the different songs that they created just for Epcot. So, and one of my friends that I met at Epcot 30, he burned me a CD of all the original songs, so I play that a lot, too. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I need to get that.
Yeah. I'll
need to get a copy.
Yeah, I will. I'll get that for you.
And all right, now, Pete, now you owe us. That was professional time kill, all right?
It was.
Yeah, and I'm unprofessional typing.
Oh.
The two-finger approach. All right.
Well, I can keep cheating while we're waiting.
Yeah, no doubt. I might have another attraction.
Yeah, me too.
The Golden Horseshoe. Okay.
Okay.
The Golden Horseshoe Review was the longest running stage show in history. In Disney history. I apologize. Okay. So we're going to go with the Golden Horseshoe Saloon.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Never been to Disneyland.
Never been to Disneyland. Okay. Laura, didn't think you've been to Disneyland either. Have you been to Disneyland?
No.
No. No here too as well.
No.
We're simply Florida vacationers, but I know that will change shortly.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out there in the next year or two.
I know a travel agent.
You know, yeah. I can book Disneyland. I just need to book it for myself too.
Yeah.
Gotta find the time.
Awesome. All right, so what we gotta do is we gotta assemble this list and somehow get it out. I'll put it on the website. And we'll keep building off this, and I'm sure after we put this out, we're going to have a bunch of people respond to us and tell us, you fool, how could you possibly not want the swan boats and whatnot? So they'll be firing back at us, and, you know, it'd be awesome. We'll have to revisit this.
Yeah, we can revisit sometime.
Being the lead on this project, as I walk out the door and shut the lights off for the evening, I'm going to throw push the trash can on the list, too, just throwing it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Save push.
I'm mad push is gone, period. There shouldn't have been save push. It should have been just leave push alone and move on.
Yeah. Push is there. I agree. That was a really neat experience.
Did we choose all attractions from Magic Kingdom or Epcot? Did we not touch Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom?
Studio Backlot Tour, number
one.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, okay. Is that the only one?
Let's see.
So next time we'll have to think about the other parks to fill those lands.
Well,
up.
We took Captain EO from Disneyland Paris, so we
call
that, and then the Golden Horseshoe was Disneyland. So
okay, so next time we'll have to pick from some of the other sections too.
So here's where I put the attractions that we've chosen so far.
Oh, good, you're taking notes.
Yes, I am.
Good.
I figured I should. My memory's horrible. Imagination's Realities will be the Skyway, and that's really, I put it there only because it was from the World's Fair originally,
mm-hmm.
is where that concept came from, so, but that's going to be going through the entire park.
Right.
So, I just, we'll have one of the stations in each land or something, I don't know. Horizons. The six attraction filled Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Woohoo!
Push the trash can I'm putting over in Imagination's Realities. Fairy Tale Lands, we've got Snow White's Scary Adventures, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and Aunt Polly's. So at least you can grab something to eat while you're over there. California Dreams, I put your backlot tour in there just because. Honestly, I didn't really know where else to put it, and it seemed like it kind of fit California, so that's what I did. Okay. And then Golden Horseshoe I have in California Dreams as well. And currently, World Memories is made up of Captain EO.
Hang on, Pete. You're missing one of the most important ones. Hang on. I'm taking a little personal offense.
Paintbrushes of Tom from Tom Orange, Sawyer's Island. I'm not sure where to put that yet. We'll figure something out.
Like that. We can make a Aunt Polly's playpen, like play center with a white picket fence and like a play area.
Now you're being disrespectful.
No.
Mm.
No, I'm thinking. Oh, I teach the novel Adventures of Tom Sawyer, so I'm thinking of a play area. Like you can make a cave area, white picket fence.
Kind of a miniature Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not being disrespectful at all.
Okay. I thought the fun would be having to search throughout the island.
Well, if that means first we have to get Thomas Island out of the Magic Kingdom. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to say goodbye to that yet.
True.
Unless you're going to Disneyland, in which case you're saying goodbye to parts of Rivers of America.
Of course, we have
Spectral Magic and Tapestry of Nations as a rotating duo of nighttime parades.
Yeah, excellent.
And maybe we'll throw Symphony in the Sky, Star Wars.
Hey, save that for the next time.
We need fireworks somewhere.
Well, that's the next show.
Yeah, alright. Next time.
We need to sit and fester a little bit.
We need a lot more places to eat, too.
Yeah.
Two restaurants in an entire park, that ain't gonna work.
No.
Alright, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
If they wanted to send you any criticisms, Pete, of this of this idea, where could they find you at, Pete?
Well, if you want to send me criticisms, I'm at Chris Malik. And if you want to send me ideas, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Magic Mouse Medic. Or put them on our Facebook page, The WW Review.
Well, Laura, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at DizLauraT, and you can find me on Facebook.
Cool. I am at Twitter at Disney Chicago, and on Facebook just with Chris Malik. And again, like our page on Facebook, we are The WW Review. And I think that's about all I have for today, guys. I think we've officially lost listeners today. And
sorry, guys.
No. No, it's awesome.
Any of you guys out there, if you did enjoy the show, you know, let us know. We're always happy to hear positive feedback. If there's something you want to see us do differently, let us know that. We're just looking for feedback, period. But if you got positive feedback, we really love it if you go on iTunes and give us a review.
Yeah, we appreciate communicating with you guys. And, you know, we appreciate you downloading and listening to the program. We know there's a lot of other programs you can listen to. So,
a lot.
Yeah, lots, as we've learned. So, we decided when we started off, this is going to be fun, and it's always going to be fun for us. It's not our jobs. We're not making any money from it. We just want to have fun, and you know what? I love it, and I think, you know, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I know every show I listen to and every show I record here, it's a ball, that's for sure. So, anyways, for Laura, for Pete, for myself, guys, thank you. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.